Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and D. Quillen, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Yeah, so that's real good on the cholesterol.
Yeah. I did turnip greens.
With butter and...
Of course. All
right. If you've done turnip greens right, you just added 400...
No, they were from the can, for crying out loud. You know,
400
the good
calorie
ones.
Points right there.
Okay,
we're
it's rolling.
A solid red light.
There yeah, so, all right. Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
I've been up, like, for a long time.
Yeah, you look kind of bad. I didn't want to really say anything.
But you did.
Oh, was that out loud? I'm sorry. I should use my inside voice.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets out.
The inside head voice, yeah.
What's the matter, man?
Ian had his tonsils out.
Wow.
And not only that, he was allergic to his medicine.
Great.
Hydrocodone. Didn't sleep. And was in pain. So, no sleep for me.
Uh-huh.
So... I'm out of here, man. Do something for this week.
All right. Well, I think I'll, you know what I'll do? I'll do a blooper. I'll do a blooper show. We haven't had a blooper show since like week 10.
Okay. So. Yeah, that's a great idea.
So I'll
do
that.
Make me look good. Okay.
Oh, don't you worry. You're in good hands. Just call me Allstate.
Hey, T.
Yeah.
When we don't have guests in studio, how do we talk to them?
Interesting question, John. We use a program called Skype.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What is that about?
Well, it's a piece of software that you can download it. It's free to download. You can use it to talk to other Skype users over the internet for free, or you can make cheap phone calls to phones and mobile phones worldwide through the Skype Out program.
Okay, and how would I, perchance, acquire Skype?
Well, what you can do is you can go to inexplicabledumbshow.com and click on the Download Skype button on the left-hand side of the page.
It's as easy as that?
It's as easy as that.
Wow. I'll go do that right now.
All right, John, we have a very important guest on the phone.
Oh, yeah?
And this is Mark Masterson. He's the artistic director of the Actors Theater of Louisville.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know about this, John, or not, but they've got this huge, huge festival going on now called the Humana Festival.
Well, it's a little something I've heard of.
I figured you had.
Yeah.
Mark, how are you doing? Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you guys on this connection.
That's not a good thing. Do you want to try a different telephone number? Have you got a different number that we could call? Maybe that would help.
Is there a different number?
Yeah, do you have a different telephone number that we could attempt to call?
I think the what's happening is that your voices sound kind of muffled to me, so I'm just having a hard time hearing you. I'm not sure it's where the problem is, whether it's my connection or yours.
I think it's going to be on our end. We're in a hotel room, so I think that's probably going to be the problem. We're dealing with a hotel internet connection. I'll tell you what, Mark, I'm going to call you right back on a different telephone. We'll talk about this a little more.
All right. Sorry.
No, that's all right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Naming bit.
All right, so... Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
What? Oh, you're wanting to know?
Right.
Wanting to know what it is?
You know the other thing? Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
All right, we're
that
was
Tina again. Fitch. I just went by there.
All right.
Hi, Tina. Have a Nice Day is... I chose the name Have a Nice Day because in 1982 was the first time that emoticons were used. You know the little smiley faces you can put in emails? Yep.
They've been around that long?
They've been around that long.
I had no idea.
It wasn't just with the advent of cell phones.
Thank you, Captain Geek Boy.
Yeah, I'm telling you. There's a lot more to this. If I had my information pulled out, I could tell you a lot more about it.
As he pulls out his smartphone.
Yes. Hold on a moment. You know what? Let me pause. We'll just record this again.
Hey, you're listening. listening to the Inexplicable Dump Show.
Hold on. I think we'll have to practice. What do you
mean? Yeah, let's
practice.
Well, yes, we need a rehearsal. Hello, Mr. Actor.
That's as far as it goes.
Okay. Right. Hi.
That's as long as it gets.
Yeah.
Say,
you can't yank it any further.
Yeah. I could try, honey. I could try.
Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead.
Is it good for you?
It's great. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Becca.
And this is Tara.
And we're the Theater Widows.
Yes, the Theater Widows.
Yes.
Yes, we are the Theater Widows.
Try again.
Okay.
Hi, this is Becca.
Yo, it's Tara.
No.
No. Come on now.
No. Legal might get involved again.
Why? What's wrong with
well,
that?
Well, look at Don Imus.
What's wrong with Go?
That's right. We've already had that conversation. Go ahead.
Just let him do it, T.
Go.
Hi, this is Becca.
And this is Tara.
And we're the
Theater Widows.
What was that?
What else do you want us to say? Don't shake your head at me, T. Quillen.
How about the name of the show?
Oh, whatever.
What is it? The Inexplicable Dump.
Oh,
what is it? This is our VP of marketing. She didn't know what fucking it is. We're in trouble, dude.
Not only that, but it's on a big
behind
your head.
Right behind you.
Oh, that
silly old thing. Well, excuse me. You're listening to the Inexplicable Dump Show, starring Tara Maldon and Becca Quillen.
We can use that one, actually.
The Theater Widows.
Okay, should we just try normal?
The Theater Widows.
Widows.
We need to get them like jackets with back patches now. So they get on the bikes
or
something.
A tattoo.
Yeah. The Theater Widows.
I've got one.
Oh, no. Mm. Granny's from hell.
Is that what your tattoo says?
No, it's actually your face on my Oh, sorry, I wasn't supposed to say that.
That's not just a tattoo.
Oh! Wow. Excuse me. Okay.
So should we just try a normal one again?
Yes.
Okay. What's normal?
Hi, this is Becca.
And this is Tara.
And we're the Theater
Widows. I forgot what her name was. All right.
Do me a favor and do one that's the better half of the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
Okay.
Hi, this is Becca.
And this is Tara. And we're the better half of the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
Yeah, we can use that one. That's
better.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say, get one to buy shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Get one to buy shirts?
Okay, yeah. Talk about how poor we are and how pitiful we are and, okay. You know, something along those lines. Support them. And
all right.
Buy their shirts at
Cafe. NPR.
Yeah. Cafepress.com/
Dumb Show. That's a lot. Can you write that down?
That is a lot.
You made to write it down for you?
That's what I said. Can you please write that down? You had to write down somebody's last name, so
yeah,
let's not...
Yeah, and you gave me shit about it.
I did. Thank you for remembering, T.
Thank you, Miss Ballbuster.
I'm Ballbuster number one. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ballbuster number two. And we're the Theater Widows.
Do you got to hold it so she can read it? Do you want to hold it up?
www.caffeypress.com/dumbshow up.
So what are we supposed to say? Hi, it's
just Becca. Do that thing again. Hi, it's Tara. Hi, it's Becca.
Yeah.
And we're the better half of the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
No, well, let's something. Think NPR and okay. And do
it's
one that's...
Fundraiser. It's like,
yeah,
a, it's
like
right.
A fundraiser.
PBS.
Honestly, I've not heard an NPR fundraiser in a while.
Have you seen a PBS kind of, if you like the program...
I'm Ballbuster number one, kind of thank you.
Hi, I'm Ballbuster number two. And we're the Theater Widows.
Come on, marketing lady.
Wow. I do better just writing the copy.
Yeah, she writes the copy.
All right, I'll act it out.
The copy. Let's okay. Go. Okay.
If I can hear it, then I can probably do something okay. As well.
I just have to say, I'm being knocked over by your breath right now.
What?
It's really hard to concentrate.
That would be really bad.
It's
affecting
your...
Here? No.
So, we need to say something like, if you like what you're listening to... Please support our children's college fund.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do that. That's awesome. Yeah.
If you like what you're listening to, please support our children's college funds by buying a t-shirt at www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
Do it again, except introduce yourself. Hi, this is Becca. Right, that kind of thing.
Okay. Hi, this is Becca, and if you like what you're listening to, please support our Children's College Fund. Buy a t-shirt at www.cafepress.com/demshow.
Good, now you do the same thing.
The exact same thing?
Yeah, we'll just make it two and I can...
Oh, okay. I forgot what you said.
Okay. Improvise. Hi, this is Tara. And if you like what you've heard, please, please support our Children's College Fund by buying a t-shirt at www.cafepress.com/demshow.
That's good.
What do we need to do? It's for the children.
No,
it's
for the children. We got plenty of those.
It's for the children. To me, you better be good to me.
That's it.
Good to me.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show like I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
Give me the intro on this one, John.
Do you have the story in front of you?
Yeah, I do. This is episode 81. What the f***? Here we go.
Hey, T?
Yes, sir.
What the f***?
Well, it turns out that a Polish man has visited a brothel.
Okay.
Well, okay.
I'm waiting for the punchline.
Well, it is.
Is this going to be really insensitive Polish joke? Because that's pretty tasteless.
No. It's not. I promise you. Here's
especially on Kazimierz Plac.
The headline reads, and this is from Reuters,
mm-hmm.
What are you doing here? Man asks wife at brothel.
Because you're like, it is just, and the thing with the thing.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
The deceived husband.
The deceived. I know.
Deceived husband.
Deceived husband.
It's a mouthful, you know. I mean, let's just leave that one alone. What are we doing this week? What are we doing this week?
Well, we have,
Was that you?
Yeah, no.
Oh, it was you?
Yeah, oh yeah, it was me.
Oh, yeah, that's a hoot.
I think oh, I,
no, we didn't record a bit of that damn thing.
I guess it was flashing, wasn't it? Well, I'm going to go pee. Do that again, and I'm going to fire the fucking audio engineer.
It's all to hell. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the story.
Slap in the face.
All right, I recorded that. That's excellent.
Good.
Listen, if you want to hear a dramatic reading of your email,
or you just want to hear your voice on the podcast,
don't do it yourself.
No, leave it to the professionals.
Exactly. Outsource to us.
Our rates are extremely reasonable.
Criminal, almost.
Allegedly criminal.
Right.
Just email us at podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com.
Or call us and leave a voicemail at 615-866-1282.
Or you can just Skype us at dumbshow-podcast.
Operators are standing by.
Allegedly standing by.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the story. John is not here with me right now because I'm recording this from in my closet at home. No, back up.
All right, so episode 98, Rock the Casbah.
Right. I'm curious.
I
have no idea what this is about. So
159, but I'll give you the curious line that I found in the Nashville scene.
Oh, good.
For you.
Thank you. Good job.
They tend to want to play with themselves over
help.
There.
Wow, I got that recorded.
But we're not going to tell you who.
Who? All right. So here's the closing for 101. Tubes. Okay.
Photon torpedo.
That's it. Okay, we're rolling.
Torpedo's ready,
oh, yeah.
Sir.
Oh, yeah. You want to do this one?
Sure.
Yeah. It's like a holiday.
What is it? Is it banking day? What is today?
Sure. Sounds great.
Is today a holiday? Tomorrow's International Day.
Oh,
wow. Happy International Day. Mm-hmm. So we're ahead of it.
International what?
We're ahead of the curve, is what we are.
Did you know June 26th is the International Day in support of victims of torture?
Did not know that. That's not me, I promise.
It's not me either.
Oh, it's him.
Mm-hmm. International Torture.
International Day of Torture.
Oh, Day of Torture. Day of Torture. International Day.
It's going to be a great day in the White House, don't you think?
It's two things.
Oh. It's two things. In
International Day Against Drug Abuse and Trafficking, if that's more your bag.
If you'll pardon the pun.
Or International Day in Support of Victims of Torture.
I'm going to go with torture.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take torture for 200.
Two for torture.
we're rolling on this. This is golden stuff.
Well, you've never heard that phrase.
That's, I know.
On. Two, right. For torture?
Yeah. Yeah.
Quillen, party of two.
Colon?
Quillen.
Oh. Quillen. Either way. This is gold.
Colon is a nom de plume. Harry Colon, party of two.
And on that note,
in studio we have with us.
Who is this we're talking to, John?
A mime.
Oh, good.
So we have with us again a longtime friend of the podcast, Mr. Bill Bowers.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm tortured.
Are you? Not till tomorrow. Save it for tomorrow.
No pre-torturing.
Yeah. The 26th is what? Again?
International Day Against Drug Abuse and Trafficking, if that's your bag.
Mm-hmm.
Or International Day in Support of Victims of Torture.
Ah, okay. So you're going with torture then. Okay, good. Good.
Not that you want to end torture. No, you just want to support the victims up.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay.
So let's just get it clear. How you been?
I've been very good, thank you. It's nice to be back. It's been a year.
If you like what you hear on the Inexplicable Dumb Show, why not take a minute or two to fill out our listener survey? By filling out this anonymous survey, you'll make it possible for us to attract potential advertisers so we can keep bringing you the show for free. Go to our website and click the listener survey button to start now. www.inexplicabledumbshow.com.
Okay. Now here we go. Thank you. All right, here we go. Ready? Solid red light.
Red light.
Red light. So welcome to the wreck.
Damn you.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to the wreck.
The wreck.
Yeah, I'm calling this one the wreck.
Sure is.
Red.
Red light. Red light.
Okay, here we go. This is the naming bit for episode 100. I don't need this yet, do I? Because this is for 101. We could have done this next week.
Well, right. We might as well knock it out because we're here.
True. Okay. All right.
Just make your life a living hell.
Sure. Why not? Right? Why start now?
Welcome to my pain.
Stop, Uncle John. Stop.
Okay.
You'll take it and you'll like it.
All right. So episode 100. What do we call it again?
The Enchanted Place.
Okay. Go.
No.
We are now. We're rolling. You're okay. You're wasting my time.
Oh, wow.
just kidding. Here we go. Naming bit for 102. Want to stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
Hey actors, you want to set up a website that's not just a MySpace account?
Yeah, use your name as your domain name.
Check out DreamHost. It's easy to set up.
And because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat.
That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code.
IDS, all capitals.
You will receive two domain names with your web hosting package purchased from DreamHost.
But only if you use the promo code IDS.
And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
All right, so that's it, man. What'd you think?
I loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were pretty good to me, I think.
I don't know. I mean, it could have been worse.
You were really good to you, though.
Well, I was at
editor's choice, yeah. Right?
Well, don't tell me you don't play that card.
Oh,
I know
no,
you
of
do.
Of course I do. Of course yeah. I do, yeah. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope it gets better. I hope he start eating ice cream and lollipops and stuff.
Won't eat ice cream. Won't eat suckers, lollipops, popsicles. He wants nothing. Chocolate milk was the only thing he wanted.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'll tell you how he's doing next week.
All right.
Hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.